For nearly 20 years, the French band Lojo has welcomed some 300 people in and out of the group. Today, it's a quirky and passionate six-member collective of singers and instrumentalists who live together and share their profits equally. The name Lojo comes from the imagination of the band's founder, Denis Payan. He and fellow musician Nico Camélien talked to us recently from a studio in Laval, France. Payan attributes their musical skills to traveling with a circus troupe in the band. Early days.
Our first steps as professional musicians were when we accompanied a street theater group called Jobitum, and we traveled with them throughout Europe in a caravan, and we accompanied them with concerts.
So how do you think working with them for a few years affected your music?
Beaucoup. Nous avons appris à improviser en regardant.
We learned a lot. First of all, we learned how to improvise by watching a theatrical scene. And also, we learned how to interact with our public, which this public was very different from a public than you find in a concert setting.
Because what, they were more free, or they felt they could talk back or laugh?
Oui, aussi parce qu'il était composé de beaucoup d'enfants.
Yes, and also because there were many children among them.
Okay, so tell me how you make music for children that's a little bit different from how you make music for adults.
Non, pour nous, c'est la même chose.
No, for us, the joy of creating this music is that we can seduce a child at the same time that we can seduce an old person. We can seduce a person who knows a lot about music, and also someone can enjoy our music even if it's the first time they're discovering our type of music.
Well, how would you describe your type of music?
Nous n'avons jamais pu le décrire.
We cannot describe our musical genre. It is rooted in our imagination, and we have inspiration that comes from many different sorts of musical tendencies.
Albano samedi, China Gavar Domingero. Soy un brillant pépé, un guetteur, un coupeur de palabres. Nous sommes les mecs des danseuses d'obon, les flèches de leur peine, le son de leur vertige, soy un affranchi pépé.
Le mot sinacabar veut dire en espagnol.
Sinacabar is from Spanish and it means without ever an ending.
Now, what is the song about? Can you tell me what the lyrics say?
Les paroles sont très particulières. C'est un mélange.
The lyrics of this song are very particular. It's a mix of the local patois of our French region. There are also some invented words. There are also some words from Creole and also from Spanish.
Well, tell me about the influences of the song we just heard, Sin Acabar.
C'est difficile à dire.
I think it's difficult to say. We have sort of this instinctive manner to create music. And a lot of our influence comes from the musicians that we meet and that we work with over the years. Because over the years, we are traveling more and more.
You organized this concert in Mali, in the Saharan Desert. It was called the Festival of the Desert. And boy, this was out in the middle of nowhere. Why did you go to such a remote place? Why have a concert in the desert? Calm?
Yes, so the first time we went to Mali was in 1998, and the person that we met when we went was the organizer, Adama Traoré.
Nous avons rencontré la communauté Touareg.
And during this event, we had the chance to meet people from the Touareg community, and they said they themselves wanted to organize their own festival.
Et pour nous, c'était très important de défendre la cause des Touareg.
For us as musicians, it was very important to help the Touareg cause. This is a nomadic population, and they have been torn by the tearing up of borders that were caused by colonialism. And so we wanted also with this project to show to the government in Bamako that these people living in northern Mali should not be forgotten.
So you're making political statements as much as you're making music?
Non, d'abord.
No, first we play to uplift with music.
Cependant, nous pensons qu'un artiste.
However, we think that the artist has a role within society. He has the mic, he can speak, so it is up to him to formulate a message.
There's another song on your album, which is called Mojo Radio. This song is Si Vaste. My understanding is this is a poem by Robert Desnos, who was a resistance fighter against the Nazis. Is that right?
Oui, c'est vrai.
What does this poem mean?
C'est une chanson sur la solidarité.
This song is about human solidarity, and there is a phrase in the poem that I like very much, which says, "Love is vast like the world."
Dost nas ne wartniewacie, dost nas ty cze. A oui, Pierre-Pierre, Pierre-Pierre, cœur à cœur et tête à tête. Les beaux jours sont passés, les beaux jours sont passés. Feel I feel for the fun. Les jours sont beaux, mais ne passent pas.
And this is a waltz, is that right?
Nous aimons le rythme de la valse.
Yes, this song is, this waltz comes from our childhood, the inspiration that, because we grew up around a lot of popular dances, and so we bring this to life.
So let me ask you, when you decide to put a certain song in your repertoire, what do you look for?
Alors en fait, c'est très varié. C'est, ça peut venir.
It's very varied. The inspiration maybe comes from a text that we read, or it comes from different sort of musical approaches from the different band members.
C'est toujours une composition collective.
It is always a collective composition.
Can you tell me what inspires your music and your lyrics?
Je pense que d'abord nous avons eu le privilège de naître dans une région rurale.
We had the privilege of growing up in a rural area where nature is very important, where the movement of the seasons can inspire musicians and poets.
And is there a particular song that exemplifies that on this recording?
Il y a la chanson Magdalena.
There is Magdalena that I like a lot, and that gives room for the voice of girls, and it is a very lyrical, poetic song.
Baila con tu corazón. Baila con tu corazón. Baila con tu corazón. Baila con tu corazón. Cada día varios a bailar y na. Baila con tu corazón. Cada día varios a. Como el animal que nunca toma el mismo camino, como el animal que no tocamos sino una única vez y solo, con dedos de ciego, Magdalena, Magdalena, valiosa, bailarina valiosa, Magdalena de una libre nación, Magdalena. Libre nación,
ah, ah, ah. De una libre nación, Magdalena.
Magdalena de una libre nación, Magdalena. Libre nación.
So tell me, Denis, where are your travels taking you next?
Pour l'instant, nous faisons quelque chose de bien particulier cette semaine.
For now, we are working on a particular project. We are offering workshops in schools in French provincial towns, workshops on writing, poetry, and rhythm. And this project is taking place now, and then we will go abroad more for some more trips of discovery.
Denis Payan and Nicolas Camélien are two of the six members of the band Lojo. Their new album is called Mojo Radio. Our translator is Nico Colomban. Thank you all very much.
Thank you very much. I hope all is good for you.